The rise of the Islamic State creates a shadow worldwide. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Today, we'll shed some light on a couple of key questions being asked as Ramadan begins, and we'll talk to a couple of ministries who are sharing the answers. And new beginnings can bring both opportunity and challenge, and take it to a whole new level of finding yourself. We'll unpack that in just a moment or two. But first, on Monday, Iraqi forces entered Fallujah to take back the ISIS-controlled city just a week before the major Muslim holiday, Ramadan. Now, during Ramadan, the ninth month on the Muslim calendar, Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset. And although it's a holiday, it's not exactly cheery. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
Ramadan does add fuel to the fire every year simply because there's already the sectarian tensions between Muslims and other minority religions in Muslim-dominated lands, whether it's Christian, Hindu, Buddhist. But one of the things that ends up getting exacerbated during Ramadan, especially when it occurs in the summertime, is people's emotions.
As people fast and temperatures exceed 100 degrees Fahrenheit, life for Christians in Muslim-dominated countries becomes more dangerous.
I was reading reports about petty crime in Algeria during Ramadan, and that spiked 220% during Ramadan, and fight and assault raised 320%.
One parting thought. During Ramadan, Muslims feel pressured to spend more than usual on groceries for the evening meals. It means there's an opportunity for fellowship. So pray wisdom for Christians to know how to extend hospitality during this month. And also pray for the safety of believers in these countries during this time. One more thing, pray for the FMI team. They'll be in the world's three largest Muslim-dominated countries during Ramadan. So one thing we didn't say in the last story is when it starts. Ramadan, Islam's holiest month, begins June 6th, and ISIS is calling for it to be a month of conquest and jihad against Europe and America. But, says Sat7 CEO Terry Ascott, there's a cry coming from the Middle East and North Africa for a better future. It's a cry for hope, resounding in the question,
why is this happening? Why is a Shia Muslim killing a Sunni Muslim? Why is a Sunni Muslim killing a Sunni Muslim? Why are we destroying each other in the name of our common God?
In 20 years of ministry, he says these questions have been and are being addressed by Sat7's programming.
We're seeking to help people in their situation by bringing them programming about trauma. We're bringing them schooling for their children who've been displaced from their schools. We're bringing advice of how to live as a displaced person.
And now is the time to answer the why question.
There are so many that have turned their back on God as a consequence of the inhumanity being shown by one party to another in the Middle East today. This is the time when we can answer some of the questions, and we can bring that unique Christian message of love, of reconciliation, of forgiveness that is so specific to the Christian faith.
You're listening to Mission Network News. So in listening to the earlier stories, are you trying to figure out if missions is God's calling for your life? Well, one great way to test the waters is through internships. And that's what college student Morgan Summers is doing. See, this summer she'll be working with AMG International in Mexico, teaching children with special needs.
I felt God laid on my heart that I should kind of look for something to do this summer and just like get out and really do something incorporating special needs. And I wasn't really sure like what that meant or how to do that. But I thought of AMG, looked on the website and saw the need for help in Puebla, Mexico.
Opportunities like this are a chance for God to work in powerful ways in both the served and the server. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Islam, ISIS, the Caliphate, terrorism. That's what the world thinks it knows about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims. One Way invites you to join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, loving and lifting up representative nations in prayer. So let's ask with one voice that God would shatter the deception of Islam with the presence and truth of Jesus Christ. Get the details at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.